This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
Shame on you, MSU! Shame on you, MSU! Shame on you, MSU!
The interim president of Michigan State University was not fired today. There wasn't even a vote on whether to terminate his employment. The Michigan State University Board of Trustees voted down adding a motion to consider terminating John Engler to the agenda. Michigan Radio's Shana Roth was at that meeting. Sounds like that meeting did not go the way some of the people wanted.
No, it didn't. And that's really kind of been a pattern with these Board of Trustees meetings over the last few months, is that a lot of survivors, protesters, students will show up. They will say their demands and then the board will go on with its business.
Well, let's back up a little bit and get the backstory. Why has there been a call for Engler to resign or be fired?
There's been a few things. He has been a divisive choice since he was put in place. A lot of faculty members and students disagreed with the way the board went about even appointing him. They said that there was a lack of transparency in how they went about that. And being a former Republican governor, it was a very, you know, sort of just that alone made it a very divisive choice. But most recently, Engler has come under fire for some emails that were released publicly via a Freedom of Information request from some newspapers. And in those emails between Engler and an aide of his, he essentially accuses Nassar survivors of potentially being manipulated by trial lawyers. He also says that the first survivor to come forward, Rachel Denhollander, could possibly be getting a kickback from those trial lawyers. And that really started this uproar, which led to two trustees coming out and saying, we want Engler fired, which led to the attempt to have that put on the agenda today.
Yeah, we should make a point. There was no evidence at all of anybody getting a kickback.
Correct. And Rachel Denhollander has said repeatedly that that is not the case.
I understand some of the survivors of Larry Nassar's sexual abuse were there. What did they have to say to the board or the interim president?
Several of them made speeches. Essentially, they just kept saying Engler is not the person to be, you know, moving this school forward. He has not shown himself to be a moral or trustworthy person, and that they want Engler to resign or to be fired. They've also called out members of the Board of Trustees and said, you are not leading this school in an appropriate way. And these are things that we have heard repeatedly from both survivors and activists for a while now.
At one point, Trustee Mitch Lyon told the audience at the meeting that there cannot be more comments like those that Engler made.
We can't be fighting with you guys. There's just no place for it. And frankly, if John goes, in my mind, we all should go. Every single one of us. If this happens again, I'll be the first one to step down.
But he added no one would want to walk into that hot mess to replace the board or the president. What action did the MSU Board of Trustees take to make things better in the wake of this sexual assault scandal that's gone on for 20 years?
Yeah, what Lyons was really getting at is essentially, you know, we need to keep Engler, we need to keep the board the way it is because we need this stability. And he argued that, you know, Engler, since he has been put in place, has done a lot for the school. They've made some changes. They passed their budget, which puts, I think, about $3 million more towards campus safety, hiring a lot of positions in the Title IX office and in other campus safety positions. And also one of the other big thing that they did to sort of move the school forward is that the board today agreed that the school would use a bond in order to pay the $500 million settlement with the Nassar survivors that the school is currently being sued by. So they're saying that, you know, we're not going to use tuition dollars to pay for that. We're not going to use state money. Instead, we're going to get this bond. And then that will also help this healing process move forward.
And that's the way they're paying for the whole settlement. They're not using any other cash from anywhere else.
Not that we know of. They voted on this bond, but they also said that, you know, they're trying to work with their insurance lawyers. So what will probably end up happening is that they will get this bond. They said that their interest rate is really good right now. So they'll get this bond. And then once the insurance kicks in, they will use that insurance money, whatever amount that might be, they don't know yet, to start paying back that bond.
That's Michigan Radio's Shana Roth. She was at the Michigan State University Trustees Board meeting today. And thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.